Hey everyone, this is Mark.
And this is Genevieve
from Company of Thieves.
And you're listening to
Sound Sessions.
Hey, this is Michael with Sound Sessions here on WGN Radio, and I'm at the House of Blues right now with Genevieve and Mark. It's so great to have you guys back here in Chicago. How's it going? Welcome back. How does it feel to be back in the city that, you know, you guys kind of got your start in?
It's home. Home sweet home. It feels wonderful to be back.
It's electric.
Yeah. We woke up this morning and kind of, you know, got emotional because it just feels so comfortable here. Mm-hmm. And I think... yeah, we're just really excited to be making music together again. It feels right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And to celebrate that here is overwhelming.
Yeah.
I mean, like, every intersection that I see when I'm in town, like, has a memory, you know, of building this band or even before the band. So it's going to be a nostalgic, emotional night for sure.
Mm-hmm. Because you guys met at a train station here in
That's
Chicago.
That's right, at Union Station downtown.
Did you guys ever venture back there, find those first footsteps?
And I would love to.
No.
I think that'd be a cool photo
shoot. There and recorded that when Running From Gambling came out, we recorded like acoustic songs in like natural
That's
places
right.
and things like that. And we did one in the train station.
Yeah.
But wasn't in the, I don't know where the exact spot was.
Yeah, the Grand Hall.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
So you guys actually got your start playing in coffee shops and kind of smaller venues when you were playing here in Chicago. What was that first time when you were playing those coffee shops and you thought, this is something different. We're doing something special here.
Honestly, it was the first time that we ever played an open mic, which was at a coffee shop called Uncommon Ground on North Clark Street, right across from Wrigley Field and right near the Metro. And yeah, it was a Monday night, and we played a song called the Tornado Song, right?
Which is the most bizarre song
that we have. And apparently it was some sort of sweet contest, and we won the hat, and the hat was $13, and everybody was cheering and being really supportive, and we spent it all on ice cream, and it felt really exciting. I think that was the moment when we realized, hey, maybe we could do this.
Yeah, even if it's a bizarre song, people seem to like it, so let's keep doing
what
we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, one of your most popular songs, you're speaking about these kind of obscure songs, is Oscar Wilde. I mean, it's a fantastic piece of artwork. Oscar Wilde, he kind of influences a lot of people. Is there anybody in your life, whether it be through music or through, you know, just day-to-day life, that has inspired you?
Absolutely.
It doesn't even have to be a famous person. It could be somebody just, you know, your mom or dad.
Yeah, I mean, of course my parents have had a huge influence on my perspective of reality. And I think the personalities or archetypes that I'm drawn to have always been people who are very unafraid to express themselves in whatever way they need to get through a moment. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to music, you know, Freddie Mercury, David Bowie, Bjork, Nina Simone, Aretha Franklin, John Lennon, those people have really kind of rocked my world and encouraged me to, you know, kind of make peace with life through expression and sound. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I can't really think of one person. There's so many like little things from so many different people that are, I find inspiring. And I never really draw too heavily on one mm-hmm. one person I can even think of right now.
Yeah,
it's all over the place. But yes, I think strong personalities, positive thinkers, and people doing different things with their whatever they're creating, whether it's film or fashion or music, just alternative. The genre of alternative.
Yeah, exactly. You guys, a lot of your, I guess, let me find here, kind of the inspiration and that you bring to your listeners and your audience comes from the words that you guys write. You know, I have a lot of mottos in my life that I kind of live by. I mean, life is about the journey, not mm-hmm. the destination. You know, those cliche kind of things. Is there any specific phrase you guys tell yourself day to day? You're on the road all the time. Is there anything that you tell yourself to keep yourselves going?
Yeah, I say to myself, each breath is a gift. I say to myself, one step at a time.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it has to do with breath. I realized recently in my life that that's the source of everything. So I usually try to bring it back to that, and it really helps.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I actually just remind myself to breathe.
Mm-hmm. Breathing
you're
is
going
important.
Too fast. Whenever you do that, you're like, wow, I don't think I've ever actually taken a deep breath in like 10 minutes. That's fucked up.
Makes me want it to
Yeah. Speak. And when you do that, you do like everything pauses for a second. You're like, oh yeah, okay. It's everything's cool.
Yeah. You kind of like wrap your head around your world for a second.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially with what we do. It's really easy to kind of just run on spirit and kind of get disconnected from our bodies, mm-hmm. you know, because we're very much in an imaginative sort of state all the time, mm-hmm. like when we're creating. And it really feels good to pair up with our bodies and get grounded again.
Yeah.
So that's really important for us. I think that's kind of the beauty of our band is like we have all of these big dreams and these, you know, these concepts that we kind of then like run through our bodies as instruments, right? And we get to make sound with them and then share it with other people. But if, yeah, we just have to be in them enough mm-hmm. to have it like actually connect, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, speak about that connection. You have a great connection to the city of Chicago.
Yeah.
Your fan base is still super strong, which is wonderful.
Wild.
We're from a music city. I mean, we're very lucky to be part of this.
Yes.
How has growing up in Chicago been, you know, an influence factor to your music? And does it? Can you see little bits of the city in what you write and your guitar parts and everything?
I have to think about that for a second.
Yeah,
for me personally, I mean, I've been heavily influenced by tons of jazz and blues singers in the city. And, you know, I remember just walking around when I was a kid and seeing these huge murals of, you know, the greats everywhere. You know, you see Billie Holiday and how you see, like, just, I don't know, I guess all the venues that just have these huge faces on them. And they mm-hmm. kind of look at you and kind of encourage you to dig in there. I'm kind of doing a sidestep here, but just to bring it into today, when we were sound checking earlier on stage at House of Blues, our horn section, which is from a band called Sidewalk Chalk here in Chicago, they're playing with us tonight as a gift to us, and I got so emotional listening to them because it's just such high quality music,
mm-hmm.
And their musicianship in general. You can just tell that they grew up here and that they've been gigging around the city and that people in our city really appreciate that type of quality. You know, it's like mm-hmm. we value good music here and we value soul, and that has really helped kind of keep us in line, you know.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, let's talk about a little bit about the new music that you guys have been putting out.
Yeah.
The new song Treasure, fantastic.
Thank you.
You're able to find it on Bandcamp. And I guess anywhere else you find music. I found it on Apple Music.
Yeah.
You actually have a chance to donate to the tour because you guys are kind of doing a DIY tour right now.
Yeah, Bandcamp's great about that. It's free, but if you want, you could donate any money you want, a dollar or, you know, $20,000.
I was going to say, set the bar high.
Yeah. I mean, tour, I don't think people realize that, like, I think we had one negative comment when we released the fact that we're doing a reunion tour, and someone thought we're doing it for money, and we laughed. We're like, dude, we're about to go in debt and start all over again. Like,
yeah,
I don't think people realize
how
it's...
a labor of love.
It's mm-hmm. an expensive thing to even do a very DIY, self-funded tour. Like, mm-hmm. a lot of money. So people have been very supportive of just buying merch every night, or, you know, donating some money on Bandcamp. Like, all those dollars help a lot.
What's the importance of doing a DIY project like this? Because being a musician, a lot of it comes from inside, and, you know, if you can do it yourself. Could you speak on that a little bit?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I find it really easy to just be accountable for your art, mm-hmm. you know, because you're the one funding it, and you're letting it flow through you, creating it, and then sharing it, and, you know, needing to be responsible enough to get it out there in the proper ways. And I think, it feels good to be, you know, not only the face of something, but the foundation of it, too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. especially in this stage, too, where we're, like, kind of feeling rejuvenated right now from our break. And,
yeah.
we want to take some time to like find out who we are together as a band and what is our sound, and to have the freedom to explore and experiment is really vital right now, because we want to just come back and, you know, be the best band we can be and reach the potential that we think we have. So
it's wonderful to hear. It's so, the new song, it focuses a lot on love and, you know, just bringing a lot of positivity to people. The world right now, there aren't a lot of really good things happening. You know, whether you, whatever side of the coin you're on, we could always use a little bit more love. How do you use or see music as being a part, you know, as a medium to kind of change or influence the world that we live in? Is that too deep?
No, I love it. I actually have always found music to be already operating at a high enough vibration to break up depression. Mm-hmm. And that is a really big deal, because I think depression can be like depression, feeling lost, confused, not worthy, embarrassed, punished, ashamed, all of these things. They sort of resonate at an even lower frequency than anger. And so music kind of helps raise that up and break up those feelings that you can kind of bust through and be more present and be like in your life, you mm-hmm. know. Music kind of invites you to dance with it, because it's just this, you know, it's flowing through, and it's like you either get to ride the wave and hang out with it or not. It'll still keep coming, you know. The waves will keep coming, and you can wait for them forever, or you can take them in to shore and then hopefully get on your 2 feet again. I don't know. That's how I see it.
Wow. That was a beautiful response.
Oh, yeah.
Very much so.
That was very nice. So just a few more questions, guys. So you're back in Chicago. I'll hit you with one more deep one before I move on.
Cool.
Genevieve, now you have this amazing collection of music, whether it be from your solo project, whether it be from Thieves. And I wanted to know, is there one specific song that kind of showed the vulnerable side of you, you know, something that spoke to your personality that maybe more than the rest of the music that you write?
Do you mean as far as whether it's from Company of Thieves or the Genevieve solo project?
Just a song that you wrote, like as far as the lyrics go,
yeah.
Where you're like, wow, you know, I'm kind of nervous about putting this song out because it kind of speaks to who I am. I don't know what people are going to think.
Yeah. Well, they all speak to different aspects of me, and I think different aspects of us in general. It's mm-hmm. interesting you ask this question, because I would say that actually releasing this new song, Treasure, created a bit of a vulnerability in me, just because it's not a subject matter that we have touched on before, mm-hmm. and at the same time, as difficult as it is, it seems very timeless. Like, I feel that if any point you were to kind of tune into the political sphere, you would recognize that this energy is present. It just sort of comes with the territory. Mm-hmm. So that was difficult for me to kind of, you know, go through it, because I couldn't get around it. I was like, wow, I'm, you know, we're grown-ups now. I can't not write about this and pretend like it's not happening. So we need to go through this in order to get to the other side where there's, you know, other things to write about. So I think... yeah, you know, it wasn't as, like, big smiles, rosy cheeks, and flashes in your eyes, you mm-hmm. know? It was sort of like, this is very difficult and scary, and we need to talk about it. So, yeah, I was very vulnerable about that. I think Won't Go Quietly is always a really good example of, like, where we're coming from, though, as just, like, a force of energy, you know? And just sort of this, like, jubilant, rebellious, very, you know, truthful place in our hearts. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Thank you.
Again, we're talking to Genevieve and Mark from the band Company of Thieves. They're playing tonight here at Chicago's House of Blues. We couldn't be more excited. Now, you're back in Chicago. What are some hot spots that you guys need to hit when you get back into the city? Any restaurants or any, you know, you got to go to the Bean and... rub it. I don't know what.
I actually really want to rent one of those bikes and ride along the lake tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Lakeshore Drive has just always been like a surreal, like, breathing spot for me. Like, just to take drives and listen to music. And we used to always do that and listen to records, start driving down the city. And or Salton's in Wicker Park. I think mm-hmm. I could go for a falafel.
Oh, yeah.
So many spots. It's, yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to think of all of them.
I like hitting up the Museum of Contemporary Art, and I heard there's a Murakami exhibit for like 2 more days, which is so exciting. I don't know. To be honest, I like this new joint, Nando's.
Nando's?
Yeah.
Chicken?
Yeah, the peri peri.
That place is really good.
It's killing me. It's so good. I'm so into it.
Well, that sounds awesome. Again, you can see them tonight here at the House of Blues. Thank you guys so much for joining us here on Sound Sessions.
Thanks a lot for having us.
You're the villain for me. Keep close, thy enemy to have holding to keep.
Can't get enough of Sound Sessions? Like our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter @SoundSeshPod, and check us out on Instagram @SoundSessionsWGN.